Hour number two. What's going on, everybody? Tiger baseball at 12:10. Tigers, Pirates, Troy Melton making his big league debut. Tigers trying not to get swept and go 1-5 on a road trip before returning home against the Toronto Blue Jays, who have been one of the biggest surprises in all of the game. And by the way, is a half game behind you for the best record in the American League. Why does that matter? If you fall to the third best record, you get the 3 seed, you got to play in a wild card series in the playoffs. Meaning Houston's a half game back, Toronto's a half game back, you're slumping. I don't want to play in the wild card. Yeah, it'd be at Comerica, it'd be 3 games, you got to win 2 of them, but no thanks. So we're asking you, this Tiger slump, is it the beginning of the end? Is it Twins-like from last year? Or is it just baseball? Like, the Dodgers have lost 11 of their last 14. So they're probably freaking out a little bit in LA too. Fair? So it's probably just baseball, but man, do they look bad. Speaking of bad, yesterday they lose 8-5. And two of the biggest gaffes you'll see took place. Spencer Torkelson lackadaisical to a ball, allowing O'Neill Cruz to score. And also, Wenzel Perez coming home on a sack fly missed the plate completely. I mean, it's ridiculous. So I'm asking you, do we have one universal Detroit sports gaffe? If we do, what is it? And by the end of the program, I think we can agree on one. So far, at least for me, it's the C-Web timeout. For everybody else, it's probably the big shot Bob. She leaving him in game 5. But what would you say? Sterling Sharp being left wide open. There's a ton that have not even been mentioned, so I don't want to steal any thunder. And I got to get to this Marcus Davenport cut as well. But first, let's go to Gordon. You're on the ticket. What's up, Gordon? How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. What's going on?
Well, you know, to answer your question here, when I think of gaffes, I think of mental gaffes. And I think Marty Morningweg picking to take the kick instead of taking the ball at overtime.
Taking the wind.
Yeah.
Yeah, against Chicago.
I'm sorry.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. And listen, I don't know that that's the biggest gaffe simply because the Lions sucked under Morningweg and they stunk that year. But yeah, that lost them the game. Like, who doesn't take the ball first? And I remember back then, Gordon, it was such a long time ago, but I still remember reading articles and there were people defending that move. You guys don't get it. The wind in Chicago is crazy. It's called the Windy City. And I'm like, bro, yeah, take the football.
Yeah, Chicago went down and scored.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
It's pretty good. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right, if you want to hit on it, 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Now, before we move on, I got to play this. So Marcus Davenport, who you brought back after playing in not even 2 games last year and 4 games the year before, 1 year prove-it deal, opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. I don't know if you know this, but the fact that Brad Holmes did not do a ton to improve the defensive line and now Anzarike is out for the season, it's got people talking and wondering and maybe worrying a little bit. So yesterday, Davenport steps to the podium and he's talking to the media. I want to play this for you. Brad Galley, good question, asked Marcus, are you the guy that's going to be the opposite of Hutch that's going to be successful? Take a listen to this interaction, then we got to talk. All right, so what? That's super bizarre, is it not? Are you the answer? Well, don't look at me. Don't look at me, even though, dude, you are the answer. You are the right defensive end. You are opposite of Aiden Hutchinson. You are the answer. Now, I think what's going on is Davenport is probably annoyed that so many people don't trust him to stay healthy, that so many people don't think he's the answer, that so many people have glossed over him when talking about the defensive line. So I think that's how or why he reacted the way he reacted. But that's a bizarre answer. And I'm curious, what do you make of it? Like, what goes through your mind when you hate or you hear that? Because it's funny because I was looking at the comments and I saw this online on social media and the majority of people are like, wow, low energy, bro. or people are like, we're supposed to get excited about that. And then there were some that are just like, hey, dude, cool. He wants to be left alone and go do his thing. By all accounts, early on in training camp, he's one of the guys being talked about as a standout. So early on, he looks good. And we've always said this, by the way. If the man can stay healthy, he can maybe make an impact. The problem is we're not doubting him as a player. We're doubting him because he can't stay healthy. Like, I'm going to steal something that every sports radio host has said at some point.
What's the best ability?
Availability. Ha, ha, ha. Listen to any sports radio show. The host will say it at one point. So we're not doubting his play. We're just doubting the fact that he's going to be on the field, his availability. But that's a weird response. Am I a bad guy for now not trusting him even more? Like, I'm going to go around the room. I want your reaction, though, too. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. That is the weirdest response. It's almost like, well, I don't know what it is. I'm not quite sure what to think other than what I've already told you. King, what'd you make of it?
It's one of those where you hear it and you're like, well, I don't love that. Because the football is a game of emotion and passion, and I don't feel the energy and the passion in his comments. And I'm not like, listen, I get it. Today's not the Super Bowl. And they're not, you know, this isn't a Super Bowl press conference where he's ready to go out tomorrow and rip some heads
right,
off. But with that being said, man, you've been here for like two plays. You get hurt, and then everyone's been talking about all offseason. I know he doesn't want to personally hear it, but it's a focal
point.
Yeah, who's the guy who's going to be opposite Hutch, right? I just wanted some more energy and drive out of his answer, and I feel like, is that going to resonate onto the football field if he's like, I just want to do my job? You don't have a desk job. You know, this is a job where you got to physically get dirty, right? You got to go out there and manhandle somebody. And I know I'm just basing it off this answer, but he was better off giving a generic, you know,
yes,
hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to try to stay healthy this year, I'm going to give everything I got. One of those things would have been better than, don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I couldn't believe it, actually.
It's wild, man. All right, what about Kenny? What do you think? Like, am I a bad guy? I already don't trust the Davenport move. I already was bummed that Holmes didn't do more. And then you get word they're bringing back a guy that can't stay healthy. And then the first time he talks to the media, hey, are you ready to be opposite of Hutch? We're so excited. Yeah, don't look at me, dumbass. Now, he didn't say dumbass. It's such a weird response. Like, and again, you're right, Kang, you can't judge a guy by what he says. It's just words. He's just trying to oblige his media responsibilities and then move on with his day in his life. But that's a bizarre response. And I agree. I was looking for, like, I'm ready to go. Let's go. This is going to be a good season. If I stay healthy, I think I can. I'm going to bust some heads. And again, if you read the observations from training camp, and I'm a sicko, I like to read this stuff, like who's standing out? The first 3 days, and it's like 3 days, so it's not a big deal, but Marcus Davenport is mentioned. He looks good. He's trimmed down. He's ready to kill some quarterbacks. But then why respond like that unless he's annoyed that people are already not trusting him? Because if you listen to any Lions fan, you gloss over this guy. And I'm not blaming you because I do the same exact thing. It's kind of like how we talked about Javi Baez coming into the season. We're like, yeah, Baez sucks. Now, we talked about Baez for a different reason than we talk about Davenport. We don't think Davenport sucks. We just don't think he can stay healthy. But what'd you make of the comments? 248-539-9797 and the ticket text, the exact same number. The other thing, though, with this, and I'm curious, we'll get to the calls. I'm curious, is there one guy on the Lions that you simply don't trust? Well, we always ask the question, like, who's the X factor? Who's the guy that you need to get it done this year? Is there a guy that you simply don't believe in? I got a new guy. His name is Marcus Davenport. By the way, we get this ticket text. It says, hey, I got kids, man. See, that's pretty good. You get what he did there? You guys got it, right? That's not too old of a reference. Prince
Fielder.
Well,
let people know. Yeah, let people know.
Prince Fielder. That was my question. I'm going to pat myself in the back. 2013, lose to the Red Sox. Prince Fielder talking to the media. He's like, hey, I got kids, man. I'm like, but Prince, you do understand there's Tiger fans that are devastated and want to know what you think about losing to the Red Sox in the Grand Slam by Shane Victorino. And Verlander was going to pitch in game 7. And that was, of course, Leland's last game. And he looked at me. He's like, I got kids, man. And I didn't know it at the time, but that was live on Fox 2. And I don't know, 2 months later, he was gone.
I almost feel like that was obviously, you know, in the grand scheme of things, that meant more because it was, you know, what was on the line, playoffs, championship, all that stuff. This is just literally training camp presser.
Okay.
But with that being said, I feel like the Davenport's almost worse because you play football.
Yes.
You can go out there and be a baseball player and not have to, like, run through a brick wall, like you said, right? This, you do kind of have to run through a brick wall every day. And he has, like, no passion.
But
he almost said, in fact, I'm not the guy. What do you mean you're not the guy? Are you going to try?
Don't look, he legitimately said, I'm not the guy. Don't look at me. All right, what'd you make of the comments? I just saw this ticket text. I want to ask you guys if you buy it, because there are now two incidents that maybe this texter's right. We'll get to that. Your thoughts on the Marcus Davenport comments. And is there one guy on the Lions coming into this season, massive season, they have a lot of obstacles in front of them that you simply don't trust? You don't have any confidence in. I got a new guy. His name's Marcus Davenport. 97 won the ticket. Tiger Baseball comes your way at 12:10, trying not to get swept by the Pirates, who have the worst OPS in all of baseball. If you want to hear about the Tigers and their skid and the gaffes, check out the Odyssey Rewind and go back to the first hour. We broke it down. Some putrid baseball being played by the Tigers. Is it the beginning of the end, or is it just baseball? One of the things we've already talked about, but we hit on Marcus Davenport, who there's no training camp today, but he talked to the media yesterday. And it's one of the more bizarre comments you'll ever hear. Everybody's talking about the D-line. Everybody's talking about who's going to fill the gap opposite of Aiden Hutchinson, who comes back this year. And that guy right now is Marcus Davenport. And Brad Holmes loves him because he keeps bringing him back. And the only thing about Davenport that we wonder is, can he stay healthy? And I think we have a right to wonder that, considering he's never healthy. But he was asked by Brad Gailey yesterday from Channel 7, are you that guy to be opposite of Hutch? Take a listen. Oh, we're talking about the comments. What do you make of them? They're very bizarre. Give me the first thing that pops in your head. I saw on social media, the comments section, people are annoyed. I'll read you some of the ticket text. But my God, I know you can't make too much out of what one guy says. It's all just talk. All you care about is what he does on the field. But that's weird. Don't look at me. Oh, why'd they pay you? Why'd they bring you back? It's only the most talked about position on the Lions by the fan base. It's kind of a big deal. Marcus Davenport seems annoyed. I think that's fair. Let's be honest, we all question his availability. So he seems like he's annoyed. And at the very end, he even said, like, I don't like when people talk about me anymore, good or bad. So maybe he's just annoyed with himself that he can't stay healthy. But what's your take? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Now, I do want to ask you guys behind the glass something. We'll go to the calls momentarily. But I'm looking at the ticket text at the break. And we got a text that says, is this potentially a culture issue for the Lions? And Kenny brought up the fact that, like, Campbell and Holmes are all about that culture, and they've done a great job with it. But now in back-to-back days, you got Anzalone that's holding in. There's no question about it, man. Alex Anzalone wants a new contract. Negotiations are not going well. He crushed his physical test. He showed up to training camp. He says he's going to play in games, but he's not practicing. He's got a hammy, which I don't believe, because he's holding in. And Dan Campbell won't comment about it, like he's running you around when you ask him about it. So you got that. That's very unlike Lions culture. And now you got Marcus Davenport, who says, don't look at me. Hey, you guys need somebody opposite of Hutch? Don't look at me. I ain't that guy. Like, it's only two incidents. I get the Anzalone thing, by the way. It's a killer sport. You could get injured. He wants his money. Not the worst thing in the world to look out for number one. But it is kind of two incidents. And by the way, this is going to be a tough season. You got a bitch of a schedule. You got seven new coaches. Like, do we have a potential culture issue? That's going too far, right?
That is going too far. But I will say this, though. I mean, I fully believe in Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, and it's hard not to.
Look at
what they've done. You know, I know they haven't won the ultimate prize, but they've gotten so close, and they've given us a better chance than any of us have seen in our lifetime. But with that being said, the last couple of things happened here, and it may be recency bias, but you mentioned Anzalone. You didn't even mention Levi Onwuzurike re-signing and him not even being available this year. We trusted them with that signing. And then we trusted them to bring back Marcus Davenport.
Kang, real quick about Onwuzurike, if you do the timeline, they said he had knee issues going into the offseason. But they're like, nah, no big deal. This happens. And then, what, a month after you re-sign him, counting on him, had a lot of pressures last year. He's done for the season with season-ending surgery. So that's another good point. I didn't think about Onwuzurike. You're very negative, King. I like that.
Yeah, right. Well, he had the brace on at the end of last year, so they knew there was issues, like you said, and they mentioned going into the offseason he had some issues. But I trusted them that they had they know way more than we do, right? They have the medicals. They see the player. They talk to him. They felt enough confidence into it that, hey, let's bring him back. Obviously, they were wrong about that. So I'm just a little worried that they brought back Marcus Davenport, and what if he doesn't work out like Levi as well? And I'm not even talking getting injured. I'm talking like his mental state.
Man.
Like I mentioned earlier, that answer doesn't scream drive and passion and energy. And I don't think this is a culture thing. I just think like, hey, man, you know, what's going on out there, right?
Well, the crazy thing is the one thing you can do as an athlete, and these guys know this, you can win the PR argument very easily. You go out, you say run through a wall a couple times, I want to crack a couple skulls, and the fans love you. And then you get on the field, and if you suck, the fans will turn on you, rightfully so, right? But when you're not even trying, when you're like, I ain't that guy, don't look at me. I mean, yeah, maybe there's a lot of things going through his head. Maybe he feels beaten down, he can't stay healthy. Maybe he doesn't like the way he's been talked about. It's bizarre, but a lot of people want to comment. We'll get to the calls next. What'd you make of the Marcus Davenport comments? Brad Galley asked him, are you the dude to be opposite of Hutch? And he said, don't look at me. Talk to you next. 97 won the ticket. Talking about Marcus Davenport, some weird comments at training camp yesterday. Asked if he's the dude to be opposite of Aiden, and he said, don't look at me. Now, before we go to the phones, two things. I got a personal text, not a ticket text, from a huge Lions fan. He says, I like Davenport, but after that comment, I'm done with him. There's a lot of people on the ticket text that feel the same way. And then I got a call just before the break, or during the break, and she told me, and she's a reporter, I made a good point. Maybe Davenport didn't know how to communicate. Just let me be me. Let me go out, do my thing, stop talking about me, don't focus on me, and y'all be happy. But the problem is, at the very end of the comment, he never said anything about production. He said he'd be happy. So what do you make of the comments of Marcus Davenport? Nick, you're on the ticket. What's the word, Nick?
Hey, so with this Marcus Davenport thing, I think he just stumbled over his words, but you can clearly tell he's frustrated. This guy's on another one-year prove-it deal where he's basically, if you look at his contract that he signed to play this year, it only pays him if he plays the whole season, and that's something he hasn't done in like 5 years. So you can tell he's pissed off, he's frustrated, and I just think his words just kind of like stumble out of his mouth.
Do you think there's any truth to the belief of many on the ticket text that think, well, Aiden was mentioned? So it's almost like you're talking about another guy to begin with. It's almost like, can you be the Batman or the Robin to his Batman, right? Can you be second tier to the great Aiden Hutchinson? Maybe he's annoyed by that.
I also think there's all this talk about when are the Lions going to re-sign Zadarius. Nobody talks about him.
Yeah. No, Nick, maybe you're right about this. I mean, it's not like these guys don't read or have social media or listen to the radio or understand what fans are talking about. That's a great point about Zadarius.
I totally understand Davenport being annoyed with the media. I get annoyed with the media, probably more than Marcus Davenport.
You're part of the media. Why are you annoyed?
I think we can be annoying. But with that being said, that seems like the weirdest answer to give possibly at that moment. And you don't even have to say you're going to go out there and be better than Hutch. I think the bar is so low for Marcus Davenport with fans.
Right.
That if you go out there and just play 16 games, they'll be happy.
No, but it's a good point by the caller, I think. The question, and I didn't think about it at the time, was, hey, Hutch is amazing. Could you maybe just, are you the guy to like, I don't know, just do enough? Just do enough? And the part about Zadarius is right. Every call once a day, you guys go through it on this show. Hey, when the Lions going to re-sign Zadarius? Nobody talks about Marcus Davenport. You mention his name and it's always the same thing. Well, he's going to be injured in 2 games. So now I kind of feel for the guy. Okay, maybe not. Noel, you're on the ticket. What's up, bud?
Well, you know, I'm kind of going to echo what the last guy said. If you listen to the question, it's, are you going to be, you know, the next Hutch? And he says, and they clarifies it. He says, you know, that's not me. I just want to be me. I don't want to hear good or bad. I just want to do my job. I think he's not a great communicator, maybe. And
it's fine.
I don't think really much of it at all.
So you don't care. And by the way, that's totally fine. I think there's a lot of people that don't simply care. It's like, why would you put so much, do a topic on something, one soundbite that was 45 seconds long? And I hear you. Yeah. I just think it's weird that in this sport where, I mean, you got to be physical and you got to be aggressive and people are wondering about you. I think it's weird that that's the first message you send of the season. You know what I mean? And maybe he doesn't care about that.
Obviously, he's got a lot going on. This is, you know, make it or break it year. I just don't think he processed the question correctly, and the answer was definitely weird. But like I said, he's a football player. We'll see what he does.
No, we appreciate it. 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number. Weird comments. Maurice, you're on the ticket. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's up, bro? How you doing?
How are you?
I'm well. So listen, I think bottom line, just like somebody that's just a former athlete, I will say this. I think the media often takes things what they want and runs with it. So that is quite annoying.
Probably true.
But I
probably
think Marcus Davenport is just not a good communicator. If you watch him in college and his early days in New Orleans, dude's aggressive. So he communicates by his play on the field. And when he can't live up to that standard, which is the standard here in Detroit, he's playing for one-year deals. But I'd rather my football player, if you want to be real 100 honest, I'd rather him be locked in on trying to stay on the field than talk to media. Because he's that kind of guy where he doesn't want to be talked about. He wants to slide under the radar. He already has a chip on his shoulder. So that's something that I feel like Galley could have asked him, like, how's your off-season training been and how have you attacked, you know, the inconsistencies or the challenges of not being healthy?
To be fair, Maurice, like he might have asked them that too. I mean, this is only 45 seconds of what was probably a 5-minute media scrum. But I think it's a fair question simply because I look at the job as media. And you're right. Sometimes we run with what we want to run with. And sometimes we hope things happen because it makes a better storyline. But the main thing I think of that media should do, and I try to do it, is give the fans the answers they want. Because at the end of the day, the fans are the paying customers. And yes, it's about the players, but it's also about, there are no players if the fans don't exist, right? So everybody wonders about who's going to be opposite of Hutch. And we wonder about Marcus Davenport. So I think it was a good question in that regard.
It is a good question, but think about this. Last year is last year. Aiden Hutchinson has to prove himself. Bottom line.
Fair.
So you can't just take what Aiden Hutchinson, his unfinished body of work, respectfully speaking, and then apply it to a guy who's trying to stay healthy and stay on the field to show that he can produce. And this mentality, like the other day, Taylor Decker said it perfectly. I am in a situation where the standard has to stay the standard. I can't rest on my laurels. That's the culture of this team. So Aiden has to uphold that. The media has to understand that players are trying to fit in that culture. And this is a guy who wants to stay on the field and do that. So we should just ask him or focus him on, like, what are some of the things that you've done? We see you slim down. You look stronger. You look quicker. Because he does.
He does.
We should have asked questions about that.
And again, to be fair, maybe he did. And I appreciate the call, Maurice. It's a weird comment, though, still. And I get it, man. These guys are not paid to be public speakers. And how many times do you see a press conference of a new coach being hired? And you go on the air after that press conference and you're like, damn, I love that. Damn. He said all the right things. And 2 years later, you're like, fire this bum. So the words don't matter. But damn. I mean, King's general thought of, I need a little more. I don't think that's wrong. I got a couple quick ticket texts. We'll go back to the calls. Marcus Davenport is kind of a mystery man. Like, the media hasn't talked to him much in the last year and a half, and maybe he's just an oddball, okay? There's another one. I believe the caller was exactly right. Davenport just stumbled over his words, and people are reading way too much into it. He said, don't look at me. All he had to say was, can't wait for the opportunity. All he had to say was, gonna go kill a couple quarterbacks. All he had to say was, man, I got to tell you, I'm feeling great. And I hope this year is different than in years past. But he flat out said, don't look at me. As if Lions fans are counting on somebody to be opposite of Hutch. You're counting on the window to remain open. You're counting on the defensive line not to screw you this year like it has the last couple years. Because you didn't do much to improve it. And the one guy that you're counting on the most, not named Hutch, says, don't look at me. That's what gets you, I think. Now, the last caller, Maurice, is right. Like, questions about him being ready. He looks good. He's trimmed down. Absolutely should be asked and talked about. And he should be applauded for being in shape, ready to crack a couple skulls. But it's a weird comment. It really is. One more ticket text. The question was not worded very well either. Listen to his reaction when they said everyone forgot about him. Look at it from his point of view. You forgot about me, but you expect so much. That's fair. See, I'm glad I brought it up. People got a lot to say. Roland, you're on the ticket. What's up, Roland? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Fantastic. What's the word today?
Yeah, the Marcus Davenport thing. To me, the question wasn't worded. It might as well have said, when are you going to step up? That's okay. Basically what they were asking. And so, and to bring up Hutchinson, like, he's his own player, right? He's going to do the best he can if he can stay healthy, and that's what he wants to do. Now, he didn't answer correctly, but the question was basically, when are you going to step up this year or not?
Roland, is that a fair question, though? I think that's a fair question. People are wondering, are you going to step up? I mean, that's what we wonder about every athlete. Like, he didn't word it like that, talking about Galley from Channel 7. But that in itself is a fair question. And listen, I go by the principle. You tell me if I'm right or wrong here. If a fan wonders about something, and a fan can't go to a media availability himself, then why not ask a question? I think people are wondering about Marcus Davenport because the general belief is he can't stay healthy. So I think it's fair to ask that sort of question, no?
Yes, but, you know, then to compare him to Hutchinson, who has to prove it this year, too, because he's coming off the injury, right? They don't ask him, are you going to be the same as you were last year or the year before?
Okay.
They just ask if he's healthy or not, right? So to compare him to Hutchinson, who's a great player, are you going to be available? How's your health? What's going on?
Thank you, Roland. I appreciate it, my man. 248-539-9797. We got more calls. Your thoughts on Marcus Davenport. We'll give you the audio bite again. You can marinate over it next segment. And then before we go and get you to Tiger Baseball, I do have to just bring up a legend. Unfortunately, he passed away yesterday. But King said something interesting to me in the pre-show meeting. I know it's hard to believe, but we had a meeting today. I think the show is going splendidly, so maybe it's not hard to believe. But I think he's got a point. We'll get in that, and we'll get that in as well, and we'll get you to Tiger Baseball 97 on the ticket. All kinds of theories about what Marcus Davenport was trying to communicate. What I say is that's a bizarre response. Now, at the very start, he did say forgotten about. So maybe he was offended by the question, but that's a totally legitimate question by Brad Galley, I think. And Marcus Davenport's been doing this for how long? So he doesn't get paid to talk. Whatever he says doesn't matter. He's going to get a chance to prove it on the field, which is the most important. But damn, man, that's not really breeding all types of confidence in the one biggest issue of this team that everybody agrees upon, the defensive line. So what'd you make of the comment? You heard from King, you heard from Kenny, you heard from me. Tons of callers wanted to talk about it. We'll take more calls, 248-539-9797. The ticket text, the exact same number. And I did ask the question, is there one guy on the Lions that you don't have a ton of confidence in?
It's hard not to say Marcus Davenport right now after that answer, you know?
Right?
I mean, listen, in the beginning, the question, if it was offensive to him or not, he then went on to continue to say he does want to be forgotten about, you know, because he doesn't want people talking about him. And he could have gave the most generic, easy answer. Hey, you know what? Hutch is a great player. I'm going to do my best to hold up my end on the other side. Hopefully we're going to make a great duo or something like that. And he instead said, don't look at me.
I don't even think it's about Hutch, though. Like, sure, he mentioned Hutch. What do you got to do? But, like, it's about his position. Like, Marcus Davenport's not a moron. He knows Hutchinson could win Defensive Player of the Year. He knows it's a big season for him as well. It's not about Hutch. It's about you. Yeah, he's got stuff to prove, too, but Davenport's got a ton to prove as well.
But it seems like he has no, like he's telling everyone, don't have any expectations of me when you answer like that.
Right.
You know, and I don't think the expectations could be actually lower right now for him from the fans at least. And Galley did bring up Hutchinson's name though, and that's why I bring it up. Like, hey, the guy opposite Hutch, right? You are literally the guy opposite Hutch. You're going to be starting the year over there. So what can we expect from you? And he says, basically, don't expect anything. Don't look at me. I'm just trying to do my job. And unfortunately, your job isn't a desk job. So people are going to talk about you and your position.
Yeah, it's kind of high profile, yes. I would say. I mean, it's a fair question, though. We agree, correct?
Yeah, I thought it was a layup question for him to say something good.
So here's a couple of the ticket texts. We'll hit the phone lines as well. What'd you make of the Marcus Davenport comments? Davenport sounds like an absolutely deflated guy with zero confidence. The game has passed him by. He's done. All right, first of all, I agree about sounds like he's deflated. But by all accounts, he's kicking ass in training camp. Now, once they get pads on and it becomes real, then we'll see. But I'm not going to say the game's passed him by. I mean, Brad Holmes done a pretty good job, with the exception of the D-line, for the most part, with the exception of Hutchinson. I think that's probably going a little too far. Here's another one. That's okay, Marcus. We weren't counting on you anyway from the fans. See, that's the kind of response you get. How about this one? Seems to me Davenport just wanted to make it known he was tired of the media. Don't think he was really answering the question. Why are you tired of the media? See, that's what I don't get. Okay? And yes, the media, us, probably gets a little sensitive when people rip on the media. That's fine. We're humans. But I'm sorry. We're not the ones that have been injured. We're not the ones that didn't play pretty much the entirety of last season. We're not the ones who, for the most part, has been a bust in a Detroit Lions uniform. So if you're pissed off at the media, cool. Go with the media. But I'll tell you this. You're better off having the media be your friend than your enemies. And listen, at the end of the day, you play well. It doesn't matter. People are going to write and say nice things. But that's funny to me. Pissed off at the media. It always gets me, man. We don't get paid millions of dollars. All we do is ask questions. Questions I think people want to know about. But people always blame the media. Oh, you can't ask him that. Why not? You make millions of dollars. I can ask you whatever you want as long as it's not out of the realm of professionalism. Like, I'm not talking about your kids. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm not talking about your life. I'm asking you about football. That's a bad question. And one more ticket text. Not going to lie, the Davenport Cup pissed me off. Dude's whole career has been so underwhelming. Not sure why teams keep signing him. Dude just wants a paycheck. Well, he's one of like a very few amount of people that can do what he does. So I get why teams sign him. Plus, it's really no risk. It's a one-year deal. Cliff, you're on the ticket. What's up, Cliff? How are you, bud?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Fantastic. Thanks for calling. What's going on?
I listened to the soundbite, and it was a more complete statement. It wasn't just, don't look at feet. So I think that's not quite fair. The other thing is, the question was kind of, he should have just asked direct, hey, how's your health? That would have made more sense to me.
Yeah, but Cliff, it's not about health. It's about, can you be that guy? That's the thing, Cliff. I get annoyed when people go after the legitimate questions. Like, what would you rather have? Hey, Marcus, you're great. Go Lions. You know what I mean? Like, I get annoyed. It's a legitimate question, and people want to know the answer. Now, I'm not saying what Marcus Davenport says means anything, because nothing means anything. It's about what you do on the field. At the end of the day, it's just words. But it's a total legitimate question. But go on.
Well, I mean, like I say, his performance is not the issue. Him as a player is not the issue. The issue is his health. Can he stay healthy? I don't think anybody is saying that he can't play. So, but anyway, like I say, give him a break. Words are empty anyway. Actions speak louder than words.
100%.
So let's see what's what.
Now, Cliff, the beautiful thing about life and sports and both, I guess, it's all about what you do, not what you say, right? So even if some people are legitimately upset at Marcus Davenport for saying what he said or saying how he said it, I mean, dude, if he goes out in the first game against Green Bay and sacks Jordan Love twice, nobody gives a damn about this. You're going to be celebrating the guy, that's as right. You should. So
that's right.
I appreciate
that's
it, Cliff.
Right. And I can understand. Okay.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I can understand the sensitivity. I mean, the D-line is a question mark for us. There's no question about that. So in that context, yes. And we didn't make a move to get somebody else. So he is in the spotlight. No,
he's the guy. And I appreciate the call, Cliff. And listen, Davenport's not a dope. He understands he's the guy. He understands that not a whole lot of competition currently at that spot. So he better be the guy. I got one more quick ticket text. And it says the following. Dude, Davenport, easiest question ever. Simple two-word response. Hell yes. Done. So easy that you failed that question. It's actually a very good point. Like, it's funny that people are upset about the question. Total, legitimate, really good question, I think. But it's really easy to answer it properly and have nobody talk about it. Like, if Galley asked that question and Davenport just says to this tickets point, ticket texter's point, hell yes, we're not talking about this. We talk about something else for the last hour. It's how we answered it. Hey, don't look at me. I'm not that guy. Total opposite from hell yes. Like, Kang, let me ask you this. Kang.
Yes, sir.
Producer of the Midday Show does a hell of a job with Doug and Gator. Are you ready to have a great show?
Sorry, that was stat of the day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Worthy.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you a raise. Are you ready to have a great show?
I'm ready, baby. Let's go. Let's attack this show with what's Harbaugh say?
Enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know why you got to quote Harbaugh.
Because you're a Michigan guy.
Fair enough. I mean, he might be a cheater, but that's okay. He won a national championship. All right. That's the way to answer it. That's pretty easy. Now, Kenny, if I may, same question to you, but answer it the Davenport way. Kenny, are you ready to have a great show?
I don't know why you keep asking me questions like these, man. Like, I'm not, I don't know. I don't know if I'm the guy for this big show that we're about to do.
Well, we got 10 minutes left, thankfully, then, I guess.
If you're looking for someone to screen calls, he's going to be like, don't look at me.
Don't look at me to screen calls, dude.
You're looking at somebody to answer the phone. Don't look at me.
Actually, you're the guy.
I don't know why you're looking at me for that kind of thing, Kang.
I have always wondered if Kenny can stay healthy. I mean, I heard he's got a hot dog roller in his living room. That does not sound like a healthy lifestyle. All right, 248-539-9797. We got one more segment. We'll get you to Tiger Baseball. Tigers and Pirates at 12:10. 97 won the ticket.